Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If the Red Sox don't make the playoffs, is Alex Cora's job in jeopardy?
No, it's easy. Not. It flat out isn't. The reality is I think probably it leans to Breslow, even though he's had done a lot of great stuff and obviously had a great offseason and made some good moves and developed some good players. But when you look at Alex Cora, I say, well, is his job at stake if they don't make the playoffs? You know, I just look at it this way. Like, what is he working with here, guys?
Rob Bradford just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. And I'm going to nitpick myself there, Ted. I screwed the question up. I shouldn't have asked him, will his job be in jeopardy? It should be, should his job be in jeopardy? Get the opinion of the guest. And I'm going to ask you the same question, both of you guys. If the Red Sox miss the playoffs, which again, the numbers still have it at 83%+ that they're going to make the playoffs. But if they miss the playoffs, regardless of what he's working with, all the details, should Alex Cora's job be in jeopardy? Ted.
You can't ask me that question and say regardless of all the injuries.
Right. No, but
because that factors into what my opinion will be.
What has happened 5 straight years now?
Yeah, they've tailed off, but he has a better winning percentage in the second half of this season than he has in a long time. Now, this last September hasn't been great.
Nope.
But what has he had to work with to answer the question that Bradfo asked?
But if talent only wins, then why do I have a $7 million a year manager?
Oh, come on.
I'm just asking the questions.
Talent wins in baseball?
No, I do.
That's ultimately what you need to have?
Which is why I wouldn't fire the manager, because I think the most overrated thing we all do is like micro-analyze everything the manager does. I think more often than not, it's the talent that wins and loses.
And you hear Bradfo say that, look, Breslow had a good offseason, and he did, right? I mean, Garrett Crochet, Chapman, Bregman. But what did his trade deadline look like? There's a lot of people are still pointing to his trade deadline, which I think is harder to navigate and to probably pull off good deals. But I think a lot of times it's the deals you make at the trade deadline that kind of make the difference.
Fitzy, we're doing radio and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here because hopefully they're going to make the playoffs. Maybe they'll even go on a run. That would be nice. But do you think there has to be fallout if they don't? And if it's not Cora, is whatever Bradfo said, is Breslow's job in jeopardy if they don't make the playoffs?
No, Breslow's job is not in jeopardy. This run of injuries, this litany of people getting hurt from your best power hitter in right field, he's been out now for over a month, which caught everybody off guard. You're the face of the franchise of the future, the guy that basically sparked your turnaround post-Devers. He strains his oblique. He's going to be out probably until the playoffs, at which point I don't even know if they could make it to that far. All these guys, your shortstop of the future, Meyer got hurt. How long has it been since Meyer's been around? Like, that's been forever. You've had, and Bregman, he's not right. Bradfo's 100%. He's not telling everyone how bad the injury is affecting him at the plate or in the field or both. You can't have this many injuries. I mean, if they get into the playoffs at this point now, it will be with grit, resolve, previously stacked up victories, and pitching. And you know, you're pointing to tonight, got to have it tonight, got to have it tonight.
Yes.
Crochet, crochet, mm-hmm. crochet.
Yes.
He's going up against a lefty that is also really, really, like Rasmussen has like a 2-7 and strikes out a bunch of people, not as many as Crochet, but he's a damn good pitcher. And Crochet's going up against a decent lineup, and Rasmussen is going up against the Woo Sox.
So I should bet the under if I'm going to bet anything tonight. Now, I just, this is a Crochet day. Like, if you want to be that guy, and I know we kind of put the cart ahead of the horse with Crochet, and because we get caught up in the money and who he is and the, like, we forget he's still a relatively young ace.
Very young.
Like, in this world of, everybody needs to jump on your back. This is your team. I need you to do whatever it takes to win tonight. He hasn't been in this role. This is basically the first time he's been in this role. He's never been in this role before, right? He wasn't. The White Sox were the worst team in the history of baseball, and the Red Sox just got back. So this is his first pennant chase race. Need you, ace. There's no options other than you get the job done. Another thing that just popped up, and I hate to bring this up because this is questioning people that I would consider real-world people, not sports people. Mm-hmm. Like Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, okay, you're a manager, you're a GM. People question your job security all the time. But it just hit me when you were talking, Fitzy. So their three best hitters had soft tissue muscle injuries. Is that an issue with, like, strength and conditioning or training staff?
I've always thought they were on different pages when it comes to the pitching staff from the very beginning. I mean, think about this, the problems this team had at the beginning of the year when it came to philosophy around pitching. Mm. Like they were throwing all, you know, everything was breaking. And now they've changed to more fastballs. Is that changing your philosophy? Is that maybe led to the injuries? But I do have to give this, I mean, a little bit of a break with the injuries. I mean Tristan Casas, Hunter Dobbins, you know, Tanner Houck, Willier Abreu, Marcelo Meyer, you know, Anthony, you know, Roman Anthony. There's just so many guys that have been injured. It's hard for me to look at Cora and go, he's got to go. There's so many guys that have gotten hurt or just not even come. Willier Abreu was the hottest hitter for this team to start the season. And when's the last time he's played? So to get mad, I think to put this on Alex Cora, I'm sorry. I have a hard time doing that when you look at all the injuries.
All right, we're all on the same page. We'll talk to the manager next Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Looking forward to that chat. Hopefully up next here, we will get into the 5 o'clock hour. That means it's time for the drive here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.